The Huron Tigers are brought to you by Wilbur Ellis, Huron Community Campus, Slumberland Furniture, Rostrello Motors, Dairy Queen, Dakota Land Feeds, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, Real Estate Connection, Elwine Brothers, Vision Care Associates. The Tigers are also brought to you by the Norby Center for Recreation, Ryan's Hangar Restaurant, Hartman Physical Therapy, Farmers Union Insurance of Huron, Blaine Anderson, TV Sports, The Scoreboard, South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Gary Zell Auto Glass, First National Bank, and Kurtz Heating and Cooling.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Good evening. Volleyball mode tonight. Final week of the regular season. Huron Tigers at O'Gorman with just two matches left in the season for both teams. Both teams have something to play for, probably a little more on the Huron side than the O'Gorman side. But as we eyeball the Sodak 16 next week, O'Gorman knows they're going to be home. I think they have that clinch, but they would like to get as best seed as possible. They don't think they're number five right now. I don't think they can climb to four, but they don't want to fall any further either. Huron Tigers right now have a very tenuous hold on the number eight seed in AA, which again gets them a home match if they can hang on to that. So an important match tonight for Huron as they try to secure home court next week. Now it comes down to O'Gorman tonight, then Brandon Valley at home on Thursday, and even could come down to a couple of matches. I believe Lincoln and Washington are playing the two Rapid City schools on Friday, Saturday. Could even come down to those results before we know how the field will set up. Bottom line is, you want to be playing your best heading into next week. This will be a good test. O'Gorman, not the team we've seen the last few years. Of course, when you don't have one of the top players in the country back anymore, Bergen Riley, now setting for Nebraska, a four-year starter, is going to take some adjustments. And O'Gorman, 14-10, but they've been playing well. At one point, they were three or four spots behind Huron in the seedings, but then have battled their way up to number five. They have a winning record at 14-10. They have three seniors on the roster, of which only two have played due to injury. So it's a young team, but they're still tall, they're still athletic, and always hard to play here at the O'Gorman Gymnasium. Talk to both coaches, Cal Hecht, head coach of O'Gorman, Tyan Elmer, head coach of our Huron Tigers. Interviews are next after this timeout on Dakota Sports Tiger 95.
Of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Being set for our volleyball matchup tonight, last road game of the regular season for the Huron Tigers, visiting the O'Gorman Knights. Head coach Cal Hecht of O'Gorman joins us now. They come in with a record of 14-10 on the season. And coach, here, final week of the regular season. Some thoughts on the season. You knew there'd be some holes to plug coming in this year.
I think we were pretty straightforward with the girls from the beginning of that it's going to be a little bit of a different year and that there's going to be some tough patches and we just got to work through it, and our end goal is being at our best in November. And I think being 14-10, and I mean, the last two losses are to two of the top three teams. It's like, yeah, those are tough matches to get wins on. So I think we're pretty pleased where we're at, that we're sitting fifth right now for the year, and happy with it, but also know that, yeah, there's still kids to work out, and we're still working through some of that with so many new kids.
So now, just looking at this roster, a little inexperience coming in the season. Everybody's got a season under their belt, and you still have some size.
Yeah, we do have size. I think Mackenzie Walsh has been really, really good for us here in the kind of second half of the season, in that she's kind of turned a corner offensively and has been able to score pretty much at will. And I think that's been a big difference maker for us and opens up the net for us. And then Kieran McManus is still playing really, really well in the middle. And she's scoring a lot, too.
Now, this is your second game in two nights. You had a rescheduled one last night. Really nothing of your doing, but it makes it a little difficult. Bottom line is, schedule says you play last night, you play tonight, so you do.
Yeah, we played a really good Washington team last night. And, I mean, it was a tough loss. I think we as a team feel like we can play a lot better still. And we can get after it, so I think we're kind of looking to have a little bit of a recovery from even the last two matches where we've got swept and kind of show some teams that, yeah, we can get back to some winning ways.
Now, Huron comes in, and Huron was kind of like you beginning the season, not a lot of experience back at all, but one thing, Huron's still kind of the same team, though. I always say they're probably one of the tougher teams to prepare for because they just don't look like a double-A team.
Yeah, I mean, I think Huron is known for always being scrappy and getting after it and just making plays and kind of being good at volleyball, and that's always hard to play against at times. And so I think that's kind of what we're prepared for, that there's going to be a lot of balls that come back across the net, and we need to be ready the entire time.
Now, wrap it up with this. I think you just mentioned you got the number five seed right now. What are you looking to do here now to move up? You know, you're assured of having a home match in the SODAC, just want to get the best seed possible, but mostly you want to be playing well going into next week.
Yeah, I think that's the goal. I think I don't think there's any way Watertown's four right now, and I don't think there's any way we'll catch them. I think they're a whole point ahead of us. So it's more so kind of maintaining that five spot and making sure that we are still playing our best, and that's really the goal right now. If we're just looking at it as, let's get two more wins this regular season and hopefully be moving forward and playing good volleyball, playing our volleyball, and we'll then go hit that SODAC 16 match.
Cal Hecht, head coach of O'Gorman. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
This here on Tiger Moment is 1984 graduate Ron DeHaven. DeHaven was MVP at the state track meet in both 1983 and 84, winning the 1600 and 3200 meter runs both years, anchoring the winning 4x800 meter relay. He was unbeaten as a senior in cross country. He then went to South Dakota State. He was a Division II national champion there. DeHaven also ran the marathon for the United States at the 2000 Summer Olympics in Sydney, Australia.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Continue our pregame here, getting set for volleyball tonight. Last road match of the regular season for the Huron Tigers at O'Gorman tonight. Diane Ulmer, head coach of Huron, joins us here. And, coach, for a second week at a week off, I think this has been a welcome. You've had 2 weeks in a row, really, where you can get a lot of practice in instead of a lot of prep in.
Yeah, we just got to stay focused now, and hopefully we show up a little bit better than we did the last time we had a week off. And it's just applying what we know now and finding the openings on the court.
Well, last week against Mitchell, we had one bad set and then a couple of good sets. Bottom line is, just took us a little while to get into that rivalry matchup.
Yeah, and I don't know if we were focused with all the distractions going around with the breast cancer and having to scramble with stuff on that. But hopefully we can come here, stay focused. It is like the peer gym, so it makes me a little worried.
Now, we do have one change in the lineup. Alexis Ziegeldorf now going to get her regular rotation.
Yeah, we'll just see if she can put up a better good block, and then hopefully we can get some light kills off of that. She has been practicing well, I mean, we just need to make sure that she can play well.
Now, Gorman, when you look at them, they came into this season a little bit like us. They didn't have a whole lot of experience back either, but the bottom line is they still have a lot of height and, as you said, a lot of athletes.
Yep, they have a lot of athletes, a lot of height. They're going to jump over us like we know, so we just got to make sure our defense is having a good night and keeping the ball off the ground.
And bottom line is, this is these matches are good prep for next week, the SODAC. We still feel like we have a good chance to get a home match, which is the main goal now.
Yep, and everything's got to go our way. If we lose tonight, we've got to win on Thursday, and hopefully everything falls in our place. But on the road at home, we still got to just make sure that we're on top of it and the nerves are out of our system.
Bottom line is, though, here we sit just about November, and if you would have known back in the middle of August this is the position we'd be in, I think you'd take it.
Yeah, I'll take it. I mean, we didn't know where we'd stand with one returner and what we got on the court, and I think we've handled it pretty well, and the girls have shown that they can compete at any level that they want to.
Diane Ulmer, head coach of Huron. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
Era and Orthopedic Care. HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
The Huron Tiger scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
South Dakotans, due to the recent flood, hail, and windstorms, many of you have damage and are in need of making repairs. When it comes to making the decision of who to hire to complete the repairs, you should always check with the Department of Revenue to ensure they're licensed to do business in South Dakota. And you should check with Consumer Protection to see if any complaints have been filed against the company. And finally, never sign anything until you read all the details. Rule of thumb, when someone knocks on your door to sell you a product or service, they need to provide you with a 3-day right to cancel. Go to consumersd.gov and look under transient vendors or call 800-300.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Karen Cass, I am a sophomore, I'm number one, and I'm a DS. Alexis Pigeldor, junior, right side hitter, number two. Deja Claggett, senior, outside hitter, number three. Jensie Gergen, four, sophomore, setter. Samantha Ming Wardith, junior, number five, middle hitter. Ireland Henrich, senior, number six, DS. Kelsey Shuhart, senior, number seven, DS. Hilton Hines, sophomore, number nine, libero. Sydney Pay Severance, senior, number 10, outside hitter. Allie Davis, sophomore, number 11, outside hitter.
Madison Hirschman, senior, number 12, DS.
Maddie Jurgens, junior, number 15, DS. Aurora Dreyer, junior, number 16, right side hitter. Hampton Hines, senior, number 18, setter. Christina Johnson, senior, number 20, outside hitter.
Mackenzie Simmonsma, senior, number 22, middle hitter.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening. Back in the O'Gorman Gym, final road game of the regular season for the Huron Tiger volleyball team. Huron comes in 12-12. O'Gorman at 14-10. O'Gorman right now the 5 seed in AA, and Huron the number 8 seed. Both have two matches remaining, and while it's just kind of a flip-flop here tonight, Huron plays O'Gorman, and Mitchell plays Brandon Valley Thursday. O'Gorman plays Mitchell, and Huron plays Brandon Valley. O'Gorman did play last night. It was a rescheduled game. They dropped in three sets to Washington. Washington, currently, I believe, the number three seed, or are they number two? They and Jefferson are both kind of there tight and together. And doing the senior night introductions here, I believe, the clock has went to zeros, and now we're kind of wandering around what we're going to do here. There are just three seniors on the O'Gorman roster this year. That's after they had eight last year on their third place team. Might have been fourth place, but just three seniors this year, and only two have been able to play this year. Lauren Meyer and Ava Schuler. Then Taya Sukup, a senior, she has not been able to play this year due to an injury, but she is going to serve tonight on O'Gorman's first serve of the season, or on the first serve of the match, and she'll just serve then stand there. She had a severe leg injury back in summer volleyball and is just getting to where she's upright. So, again, she will have the opportunity to serve tonight, kind of agreement between the two coaches. When they did the flip, if Huron won, they were just going to take a side of the court and allow O'Gorman to have the first serve. And, of course, if O'Gorman win the flip, they're going to take that first serve anyway. So, again, just nice to see coaches working together, let a girl get out and play for one serve on her senior season. So still doing the senior introductions here for O'Gorman. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. The lower levels today. O'Gorman defeated Huron in the JV 25-15, 25-17. The sophomore match, O'Gorman picked up a pair of wins, 25-15 and 15. Thought there'd be a little more of a Halloween theme here tonight. You see, a few students have come in costume. There's a guy in a full gorilla outfit. It looks like kind of an old gorilla outfit, but still kind of cool. And then there's a girl dressed as, I think it's a Holstein heifer, although it could be a Dalmatian too. I see the Grinch here, even though that's kind of Christmas. See a witch, and there's a couple of them I can't tell. I think there's a kid in a Teletubby over there too. So in celebrating Halloween tonight here at the O'Gorman gym. Still doing the senior night introductions here, so have a bit of a delay, but of course we were able to bring the teams in early here, so hopefully we'll still be very close to a 7 o'clock start. Senior night for the Huron Tigers is coming up on Thursday. That will be prior to the start of the match with Brandon Valley, so senior night there, that'll be the final home match of the regular season. Here on Opes, they get to play in the arena one more time, but have some work to do to ensure that with the matches here tonight and Thursday. And having girls just introduce other girls here, I guess. So in any case, let's take a timeout of 1 minute, and we'll return here to OG. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And we are back at O'Gorman as just getting to the lineups here now. Make sure we're doing the lineups before we do the anthem between the Tigers and the O'Gorman Knights. Doing the sportsmanship announcements right now. Officials for our match are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. One of the officials is Cindy Traeger. Not sure of the other, but they are the law on the court. They're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Just waiting to see if we do the lineups or do the anthem first before we get to our next break here, and we'll be playing volleyball shortly. I guess we do have the anthem coming up next. We'll take a timeout, 2 minutes, back here to OG on Dakota Sports.
Heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Want a brand new vehicle? Need a low monthly payment? At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, it's the least we can do. Leased vehicles mean reduced maintenance costs and tax benefits. Save on a new Buick Encore GX, lease now only $399 a month. Or choose a 2024 Chevy Trax, lease for only $299 a month. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab, lease for $642 a month. It's the least we can do. At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, new name, same great service.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And back at O'Gorman. I was right, Cindy Traeger is one of the officials. Let's do the lineups here. O'Gorman head coach is Cal Heck. They have a record of 14-10. Girls we expect on the floor. Tyla Mooney is a 5'4 junior libero. Katie McKay, a 5'7 freshman outside, defensive specialist. Zoe Roghair, a 5'2 junior defensive specialist. London Smith, a 5'8 sophomore setter. Kira McManus, a 5'10 junior middle. Kyra Hermanson, a 5'10 junior setter. Lauren Meyer is a 5'9 senior outside. Lily Wubin is a 5'10 sophomore middle. Mackenzie Walsh, a 6'3 sophomore right side. Ava Schuler is a 5'10 senior outside. Taya Sukup, a 6' senior middle. She is scheduled to serve to start off the match tonight. It will be her first and probably only appearance of the season, as she had a severe leg injury during the summer and is just where she can be upright and back on the court. So she will serve to open up the match. Here on Tigers, girls we expect on the floor tonight. Alexis Ziegeldorf is a 5'10 junior, right side and middle. Deja Claggett, a 5'6 senior outside. Samantha Magmoradeth, a 5'9 junior middle. Hilton Hines, 5'8 sophomore libero. Allie Davis, 5'7 sophomore outside. Maddie Jurgens, a 5'2 junior defensive specialist. Hampton Hines, a 5'8 senior center. And Kenzie Simmonsma is a 6' senior middle. Diane Ulmer, the head coach of our Huron Tigers. Ready to go, and we're 2 minutes before 7 o'clock. This is KIJV AM FM in Huron. Huron, the far court for me, wearing those pink tops again tonight. It is still October, still Breast Cancer Awareness Night. So Huron wearing the pink with white numbers. O'Gorman wearing their blue tops with white numbers and letters and a little bit of black trim to go along with those as well. Huron is huddled in the corner of the court as we get set to go. And again, Taya Sukup will get this match underway. And again, this will be her one and only appearance of the season. Getting the final lineup set here before we get things started. And a nice ovation for the for Sue Cup, and she will make the opening serve of the match. And her serve goes out, and Huron has a 1-0 lead. And Sue Cup will immediately sub out. So again, good for her getting a chance to play in a varsity match her senior year. But Huron up now 1-0. Now Hampton Hines will serve for the Huron Tigers. Serve across, serve receive, back row, overpass, and into the net. I don't think Meg Morideth ever got a hand on that. That'll be an ace for Hampton Hines, and Huron up quickly 2-0. Went right to Mooney, the libero, and she just didn't have a good pass. Went into the net, serve receive. This time O'Gorman's there, back set, right side hit, wind up into the rafter, and Hines couldn't quite catch up to it. Mackenzie Walsh, who Coach Hecht said has really come along here the last half of the season. We saw it there. She's tall. She's left-handed. Those are attributes that are hard to defend. 2-1 lead now for Huron, and O'Gorman has the serve back. Serving is Smith, London Smith. Hines sets, make more depth in the middle to the corner, and shanked in the back row by Smith. Huron up 3-1 as Sam Meg Morideth picks up the first kill of the night for the Huron Tigers. Claggett serving now for Huron. Again, Huron in the far end of the floor from me if you're watching on YouTube. Here's the bump ahead and just going to be tipped into the net. Not a good pass by O'Gorman. Schuler could not catch up to it, and Huron off and running here, up 4-1 here to start the match. And mainly have been O'Gorman mistakes that Huron has capitalized on. Claggett serving. Serve receive back row. Going to be bumped ahead by Hermanson. Hit on the left side. Way long again as Schuler had too much behind that one. And Huron up quickly 5-1. Coach Heck in front of the OG bench is saying calm down a little bit. We just don't look sharp. Claggett serving. Serve receive back row for O'Gorman. Hermanson with the set. Right side Walsh cross court. Dug out and over the net. And Huron can't make a play on it. That'll be a point for O'Gorman. 5-2. I'm not sure if O'Gorman actually got a block on that or if it just never crossed the net. It looked like it didn't cross the net to me. 5-2 Huron leading, and O'Gorman to serve to the Huron Tigers. Serving for O'Gorman is number 5, Katie McKay. Right side hit, tipped across Ziegeldorf. O'Gorman gets it back ahead. McKay from the back row, played by Claggett. Here's the set ahead, and illegal hit going to go on Hines on the set. Double hit the call, 5-3. O'Gorman within two. Again, we're just underway here at O'Gorman. Katie McKay again with the serve for the O'Gorman Knights. Serve back row, serve receive Hilton Hines. Hampton will set. Going to be tipped across by Davis. Back row, McKay there. Back set, they hit cross court. Nice dig. Hampton Hines bumped ahead by Hilton. Free balled by Davis. Back row, McKay again. Quick set across by Hermanson. Tigers got to it. A little backhand flip by Meg Morideth. Tip now by O'Gorman. Huron digs it out. Pass ahead. Davis back to the corner, dug out nicely by Mooney. From the middle, Tigers get a block, keep it alive, third hit, and Hampton Hines tracks it down, gets it across. Quick set by Hermanson, Tigers are there. Set to the right, Ziegeldorf block. O'Gorman cleans it off the net and then tipped over. Coming in aggressively was Kyra Hermanson with the kill. O'Gorman a 4-0 run, 3-0 run. They're back within 5-4. Long volley there, and O'Gorman wins the battle. And they will serve again to the Huron Tigers, looking to tie it up. McKay on the serve. Back row serve, receive Claggett. Not a great pass. Huron just going to free ball it with Hilton Hines. Hermanson with the back set, and not on the same page with their teammate, and the hit went into the antenna. Another error by O'Gorman. Huron back up 6-4. Hermanson and Kira McManus weren't quite on the same page there on the attack. Hilton Hines serving for Huron. Back row, serve, receive, McKay. Hermanson will set across, left side hit, and that eats up Hines in the back row. Kill for O'Gorman. Check and see who that was. I did not see for sure who that was. I believe it was Lauren Meyer with the kill. 6-5, serve, receive, Huron. Hines with the set, Ziegeldorf right side, tipped at the net. O'Gorman stays with it. Backline attack, McKay, back row, and gets by Hilton Hines. McKay with the kill, and we are tied at 6. Backline attack by McKay. She's just a ninth grader. Tied at 6, O'Gorman serving. Mooney off the top of the net. Hilton Hines stays with it. Hampton sets. Davis with the hit, blocked at the net, dug out by Cleggett, free balled across by Hines. Mooney gets over to it, left side hit O'Gorman, cross court into the rafters, and Huron can't get to it. Huron not used to playing with this low ceiling. We only really see it Mitchell and Pierre along with O'Gorman. O'Gorman has their first lead now at 7-6. Mooney serves, back row Hilton Hines, set in the middle via hit Simmonsma cross court. Dug out by Mooney, set it to the left, and the hit into the net. Hitting air by Lauren Miner. We're tied at 7 in set 1. Maddie Juergens in for the first time. She'll serve and play back row for the Huron Tigers. The Pink Tigers tonight. Serve by Juergens. Back row, serve, receive McKay. Hermanson back set, right side hit, and they got a whistle. I think they're going to call the double hit on Hermanson this time. And Huron regains the lead at 8-7. So each setter has been nailed for that double hit once tonight already. Juergens takes something off that one. McKay plays it. Hermanson sets to the left. Meyer drills it down the middle. Big time kill, Lauren Miner. And we're tied at 8 in set 1. Serving now for O'Gorman is Hermanson, the setter. O'Gorman very tall across the net now. Hermanson back row played by Juergens. Pass ahead Hilton Hines. Davis from the middle goes back row. McKay plays it. Hermanson will quick set it. No, it did do the quick set. Set up her teammate kind of fooled me, but the hit went out. Hitting air on Lily Wubin, and here I'm back up 9-8. Thought she was quick setting it, and she did quick set it, but to her teammate actually. Serve by Allie Davis, serve, receive McKay, Hermanson, back sets, right side hit, and something off it. O'Gorman did get it across, Huron plays it, they'll have to free ball. Hermanson back sets again, the hit, blocked at the net, Cleggett. O'Gorman stays with it, left side hit, dug out by Hilton Hines, Hampton will set, Cleggett left side, cross court, got it on the line. Right in front of me, O'Gorman had this weird look on their face, but right in front of me, Cleggett gets the kill. Huron up 10-8 in set 1. Serving again, Allie Davis. Serve, receive, Mooney. Left side hit, nice dig, back row Davis. Quick set across by Hines, and the campfire, illegal hit on O'Gorman. And Huron opens up an 11-8 lead. They are calling it tight. Kill for Hampton Hines. And Huron up 11-8 in set 1. Davis serving, back row Mooney. Overpass, Cleggett will dump it down. Passing error on O'Gorman, and Cleggett made the Knights play. Huron up 12-8. Huron right now on a 6-1 run. Allie Davis again to serve for Huron. Off the top of the net, it's an ace. 13-8 Huron. Ace for Allie Davis, and O'Gorman wants a timeout. Huron up 13-8 in set 1. We'll take a timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, O'Gorman had a brief lead at 7-6. It's been their only lead in the set. Now Huron, after that, has went on a 7-1 run and leads 13-8 here in set number one. And O'Gorman using their first timeout. See if Allie Davis can keep momentum going for the Huron Tigers. Davis serves. Back row. McKay shanks it. Saved by Mooney, and McKay will get it across. Huron can set it up. Set in the middle. Claggett dumps it off right side. Dug out by Hermanson. Left side, the hit, and that eats up Davis in the back row. That'll be a kill for Lauren Meyer, her third. And O'Gorman breaks the Huron run. They're back within four at 13-9. Ava Schuler into the front row for O'Gorman. And serving for OG. Can't see the number because of the ponytail. And the serve goes long. Service error, and that was Zoe Roghair with the error. And here I'm back up 5, 14-9 in set one. Serving specialist Madison Hirschman on for Huron. Hirschman with the toss serve, back row. Serve receive, Schuler, there's a hit, and through the block. Punching it through was Lily Wubin for her first kill. O'Gorman back within four, 14-10. Stepping back to serve now is Wubin, got the kill. Now she'll serve for O'Gorman. O'Gorman, their one rotation without Mooney, the libero on the floor. Serve back row, Davis. Hampton Hines will set it across. They hit Claggett, back row. And it hits off the basketball support. It was dug out by Wubin, then hit the folded up basket and came straight down. Ceiling obstacle gives Huron a point, 15-10. Again, these are things that Huron isn't used to having to play off rafters and ceilings. We don't see it very often, but there's a couple of gyms we do. Hermanson will bump it ahead. Left side, they hit back row. Hilton Hines there. Hampton with the set. Claggett left side through the block. O'Gorman, a nice dig in the back row, and they'll hit it and found the back line. Schuler gets the kill, but there was a great play by a back row player. I did not see who it was, but kept that off the floor. Prevented the point, 15-11. O'Gorman back within four here in set one. OG serving. Serve receive, back row Davis. Pass it across, Claggett through the block. O'Gorman able to get under it. Back set, right side hit, an illegal hit. Going to go on the set by O'Gorman. Double hit on the set. And here on up 16-11, again calling that tight. Both setters have been hit. I think O'Gorman, Hermanson's been hit twice now. Hines has been hit once by that. Serve back row, serve received by Roghair. Set to the left, the tip over the block, dug out by Hilton Hines and blocked at the net. McMorrideth, here comes O'Gorman again. McMorrideth with another block, and we have an injured O'Gorman player now. They're going to stop play as coming down awkwardly is the setter, Hermanson. I assume she landed on somebody's foot. I didn't see what happened, but she went down. And then as soon as the ball got over in O'Gorman's control, then they stopped play to let them tend to the injury. But again, Hermanson, the setter, is down, and they're working the right leg. So hopefully nothing serious. You hate to see an injury anytime, but especially in the last week of the regular season. We'll take a break here of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? TB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? TB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, TB Sports, downtown Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
We are back in O'Gorman, and with help, Hermanson leaves the floor, putting absolutely no weight on that right leg whatsoever, so a tough break for O'Gorman. Now you have to replace your setter, and it looks like she was setting all the way around, just what I've seen here in this set. So O'Gorman is going to sub in with Brenna Beck, but I don't think she's taking over setting duties. We'll check and see who does. Beck is 6'2" and left-handed. They got 2 6-foot left-handers now that are playing for O'Gorman, not necessarily both right now. So off the injury timeout, Claggett will serve for Huron. Serve receive back row, shanked in the back row by O'Gorman. That's an ace for Deja Claggett. And Huron up 17-11 in set one. So tough break for O'Gorman, but you have to play on, and we'll see. I still haven't been able to identify who's taking over setting duties. Serve receive, going to be bumped ahead, left side. The hit by Shuler, and the Tigers misplay. It looked like a decent enough play, but Shuler gets the kill. And I believe London Smith has now taken over as the setter for O'Gorman. 17-12, Huron leading in set one. O'Gorman serving to the Huron Tigers. McKay back in. Serve, receive, Claggett. Set to the left. Here's the hit. Davis blocked back. Tigers dig it out. Keep it alive. And now goes off the rafter again. What is that? 5-6 times now already. The teams have hit a ball off of one of the rafters. O'Gorman gets a freebie there at 17-13. O'Gorman pulls within four. McKay serving. Claggett from the back row. Set in the middle. Meg Moradeth. Dug out by Smith. Right side, and now we have another whistle and another double hit on the set. My goodness. We've seen a whole match's worth of that call, and we're not even through the first set. We'll take it as a point for Huron. Hilt nine serves from the back row. Pass ahead. Left side hit into the net. Hitting air by Meyer, and Huron up 19-13. In set one, O'Gorman going to burn their final timeout here. Huron up 19-13. Set one will take a timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
On the scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron, check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, Gorman's used both timeouts. Huron has opened up a 19-13 lead here in set one. O'Gorman making a switch at setter due to injury. London Smith looks like she'll have those duties moving forward. Serve receive, back row. Mooney set the hit off the Tiger block. Kill there for Kira McManus, her first kill. O'Gorman gets one back. It's 19-14. Tyler Mooney, the libero, will serve now for O'Gorman. Huron up 19-14, set one. Serve back roll, Claggett. Set by Hines, left side. The tip into the net, forehand attack on Huron. Air by Davis. And O'Gorman getting some momentum back. They're within 19-15. Huron had a 6-point lead there after that last timeout. Serve received Davis. Back set, right side. Zegeldorf with the hit. Cross court. Nailed it off the hand of Smith. Alexa Zegeldorf gets her first kill. And Huron up 20-15 in set one. Maddie Juergens to serve and play back row as Zegeldorf comes off the floor for Huron. Juergens floats it back row right in front of McKay. Made a nice pass and through the block off the net. Was it touched? It was not. I did not think it was. O'Gorman saying that, but there was nobody there to block it. Huron up 21-15 on the air by O'Gorman. Juergens serving, floats it back row, McKay. Smith will back set, back with the tip, cross the net. Tigers can set it up. They hit Simmonsma, blocked, and then hit across by Hampton Hines. From the middle, the hit by number 18, Wubin, will connect off the back row player. Wubin with her second kill. 21-16, O'Gorman trying to keep pace. Huron, though, up by five here in set number one. O'Gorman now serving two Huron. That's a new girl in. I have to check that out. Off the net. Huron plays it. Bumped across by Hilton Hines. Set across the hit back row. Hilton with the dig. Hampton sets. Here's a Smith or a Davis on the right side. Dug out by McKay. Tap back row by O'Gorman. Quick set across. Hines to the corner. Nobody home. Hampton Hines saw the drawn in back row and she went cross court for her second kill. Here on up 22-16. Allie Davis serving into the net. Service error. First service error for Huron tonight. 22-17. O'Gorman back within five. On to serve for O'Gorman, Zoe Roghair. Playing some back row is Libby Stahl. I think she's part of the reaction from Hermanson not being able to play. Serve received Davis. Back set. Here's Simmonsma back row. Dug out by O'Gorman. Overpass. Huron struggles with it. I think they thought it was going to hit the net. It didn't. Then nobody made a play on the ball. 22-18. O'Gorman back within four. We're in set one. It's been competitive. O'Gorman serves. Serve received Juergens. Set to the left. They hit by Claggett. O'Gorman digs it out. Blocked by Claggett again. On the overpass, it was tipped by Smith, I believe, and Claggett was there to block it back. Claggett with her fourth kill, and here on 2 points away at 23-18. Serving, designated server, Madison Hirschman, back row, played by O'Gorman, right side hit. Tigers with the block, Meng Moradeth. They gather it up again, right side, Meng Moradeth with the block again. Set across, Claggett, left side, tips it in the front row. Nobody home. Great touch by Claggett. And here on at set point, in set one, 24-18. Hirschman, the serving specialist at set point for the Huron Tigers. Back row, serve received for Schuler. Comes back to her. She'll tip it. Blocked by Meg Moradeth. Bump. Here's the set. Quick set across by Hines. Dug out nicely by Mooney. Left side hit. Tigers get to it. Set for Claggett again. Drills it to the corner long. Or did they call a touch? Nope, they did not. I think Huron was lobbying for it. 24-19 remains set point for Huron. But O'Gorman has the serve now with Lily Wubin. Wubin sends it back row, serve, receive Davis, set across Claggett. She'll go with the tip over the block. Dug out, free ball to cross by O'Gorman. Quick set to the corner, Hines, nobody home again. Hampton went once to the left, once to the right corner, and Huron takes the first set, 25-19. Tigers up, one set to none. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Set one in the books. Huron Tigers win it 25-19, only trailed once in the set, and that was 7-6. Kurtz Heating and Cooling, scoreboard update. Set one, Jefferson 25, Pier 20. And in Region 2B, I think that's 2B now. They keep changing those numbers every time they realign. But Region 2B, top-seeded Woolsey Wessington took care of business with a three-set sweep of DeSmit to advance to the basically region final on Thursday, and that's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Regroup time for O'Gorman. Lost their setter halfway through the first set, and I would assume we will not see Kyra Hermanson again for the rest of the night, as she was putting no weight on that right leg whatsoever. And London Smith now takes over the setting duties for O'Gorman. Getting the lineup check here before we get going with the second set. Huron Tigers hope to keep momentum going here on the road tonight. Waiting. Well, we got the O'Gorman lineup set, I think. Well, this is actually taking longer than you think it would to start off a set. That's just me talking, though. Now we have Hilton Hines on, and we can actually start to play volleyball. Hampton Hines will get this second set underway with Huron up, one set to none. Hines on the serve. Serve received back roll, Gorman. Smith sets from the middle. The hit way out, hitting air by Walsh, and Huron up 1-0 to open up set number two. Hines serving, trying to build some momentum here in set two for the Huron Tigers. Put a back row, serve, receive. Smith will set left side, and the Tigers can't get the block connected that time. Lauren Meyer with the kill. That's her fourth. We're tied at one in set number two. And now brings Ava Schuler into the front row for O'Gorman. And back to serve is Katie McKay for the Knights. McKay across court. Nice serve received by Hilton Hines. Tigers have to free ball it. Set in the middle. The tip. Tigers got a block. Not a great dig, and Ziegeldorf can't catch up to it. The tip holds for O'Gorman. Another kill for Wubin this time. And O'Gorman leads 2-1, just the second time they've led tonight. We're early in set two here on up, one set to none. O'Gorman will serve McKay. Back row serve, receive Hilton Hines. Hampton sets Claggett into the net. Now Huron doesn't look quite as sharp. That was working with Claggett coming off that left side in the first set, but she puts that one into the net, and O'Gorman up quickly 3-1 here in set number two. McKay serves, back row, Hilton Hines kind of eats her up, and nobody can get to it. 4-1, O'Gorman. McKay with the ace. That is the first ace tonight for the O'Gorman Knights. 4-1 lead, O'Gorman. McKay serves, and Hilton Hines able to get to that one. Back set, tipped across by Ziegeldorf, up the middle, and O'Gorman just let it fall into the rabbit hole, or the campfire, as we like to say. Ziegeldorf, the kill for Huron, 4-2. Huron back within two. Claggett serving. Claggett sends it back row to Walsh. Here's the back set. Right side hit. And too strong on the hit is Walsh again. Hitting air brings Huron back within 4-3. 4-3 with Claggett serving again for Huron. And serves long. Service error on Claggett. second of the set, or of the match for Huron. First this set. O'Gorman up 5-3 in set two. O'Gorman serving with Mooney, the libero. Back row, Claggett. And goes off a beam again. Ziegeldorf keeps it alive. Free ball by Hines. Here's the back set. The hit. Tigers get a block at the net. Keep it alive. Over to Davis. Left side. Floats it back row. Goes long. A little limbo action by McKay in the back row. Hitting air Huron and a 6-3. O'Gorman back up by three after Huron had a chance to tie it. Serve to the corner. Claggett on serve. Receive overpass. Tipped backwards by O'Gorman. They'll just float it across with Schuler. Quick set by Hines to the corner. McKay covers it. Smith with the set. And then the hitter jumped too early. McManus thought the quick was coming from Smith. And it floated up high. And she was never able to make contact with it. On the setting error, Huron back within 6-4. Hilton Hines serving. Serve receive, back row McKay. Smith with the set. The hit up the middle, dropped in nicely by McManus. Her second kill. O'Gorman up 7-4 here in set two. In to serve is Libby Stahl for O'Gorman. Might be Stoll. She wasn't on my original lineup, so maybe, like I said before, I think she might be in as a result of the injury in the first set for O'Gorman. Davis from the middle into the net. You're on a lot of airs here in this second set after playing a pretty clean first set. 8-4, O'Gorman leading in set two. O'Gorman with the serve. Claggett can't get to it. That's an ace for O'Gorman. And O'Gorman goes up 9-4. The ace for Stoll. And Huron needs a timeout. 9-4 O'Gorman leading in set two. Huron up one set to none. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
There, and it can be tough to find the right one. Well, let's make it easy. With FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 3, 7, or 17 months, you can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 3, 7, or 17 months at your nearest FNBO location with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. So stop on by and give your savings a great big boost with the Great Big Small Bank. FNBO, member FDIC.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Here on timeout, O'Gorman is taking control of this second set, leading 9-4. That after Huron pretty much controlled the first set, winning 25-19. So some work to do for Huron, just not looking as sharp. Of course, O'Gorman has something to do with that. Serve off the timeout, serve, receive, Hilton Hines. Hampton back set, Ziegeldorf right side, just pops it up the middle to McKay. Smith will bump it ahead, left side, Schuler with the tip. Hilton Hines will pass ahead. Allie Davis pops a back row and another air. Way too many airs here in the second set on the Huron Tigers. 10-4. O'Gorman building the lead here in set two. Sir back row. Claggett off the beam. Hines stays with it. Claggett will free ball it. Smith with the back set. Right side hit. Drilled down in the middle. McManus with the kill. And O'Gorman threatening to run away here, up 11-4 in set two, steadying the ship after dropping the first set and having the injury to the setter. Hampton Hines back set across, dug out by Mooney. Left side hit Schuler. Hilton Hines with the dig. Hampton sets the tip into the back row by Davis. Quick set across Smith. Huron is ready for it. Hilton bumps it ahead. There's Davis with the left-hand hit. Blocked at the net. Free balled across by Hampton Hines. Would have went out, but McKay played it. Left side hit Schuler, and she'll hit it out. Break there for Huron. The hit by Hampton Hines would have went out, but McKay played it. And then the hitting error by O'Gorman gives the point to Huron. 11-5. That was a nice little run by O'Gorman. Huron's got some work to do. Maddie Juergens to serve for Huron. Floater back row to McKay. Smith will back set. They hit right side. Tigers got a block on it. Keep it alive. Third hit. Free balled across by Juergens. Dug out by Mooney. Back set. Right side hit. Dropped in the corner. McManus starting to pick it up. Her third kill in this set. And O'Gorman up 12-5. I have a 13-5. I guess it's 12-5. Oh, I see what I did. Yep, it is 12-5. Too much stuff going on at one time. O'Gorman serving. Serve received Juergens. Hines will set across. Davis with the hit. Blocked or into the net? Now, was it blocked or was it in the net? We're going to have a discussion. I think one official says O'Gorman blocked it. The other official saying it went into the net and would be a 4-8 attack on Huron. So who are we going to give the point to? They do give it to O'Gorman. 13-5. O'Gorman continues to open up the lead here in set two. Serving for OG. Back row, Hilton Hines. Hampton back sets. Simmonsma right side. Back row. O'Gorman digs it out. Left side, the hit and through the block. And O'Gorman really starting to bleed to defeat the Huron Tiger blocks. Lauren Meyer with her fifth kill. And O'Gorman just running away here, up 14-5 in set two. Floater back row goes long. Service error on O'Gorman. As Rog Hare sent that one long. Third service error, O'Gorman tonight, first of this set. 14-6. Huron's got some work to do. Allie Davis to serve. Davis back into the corner. O'Gorman stays with it. And a free ball. It through the block. Just a free ball by Meyer, and it went right through the block. Her sixth kill. And O'Gorman back up by 9, 15-6. Right now, everything's working for O'Gorman. Of course, Huron's responsible for some of that again. Serve by OG. Serve received Davis. Set across Claggett. She'll tip it. A front roll. Nice tip going left to right as O'Gorman was all backpedaling. Claggett with the kill. I have her for six kills now. Huron still down here at 15-7. Serving specialist Madison Hirschman on the floor for the Huron Tigers. Float it back row. Serve receive McKay. Set to the left. The hit up the middle. Dug out by Davis. And Huron does get it across. Nice play. Juergens back set. Hit blocked at the net. Claggett. O'Gorman bumps it to the left. The hit by Wubin. Tigers get to it. And just going to be free balled by Claggett. A little ragged here, but we're still alive. Hit blocked at the net. Claggett and Ming Moore death. Overpass by O'Gorman. And slapped in the middle. Boy, it wasn't pretty at times, but Hampton Hines able to slap it up the middle in the campfire for the kill, 15-8. Huron seemed to be back on their heels the whole time, but never gave up on the ball. Hirschman serving. Serve receive in the corner. O'Gorman set to the left. Wubin and out. Just long. She had the right idea, just a little too much on it. And Huron within six, 15-9. Hirschman serving. Floater back row. Smith comes to set. To the left, the tip. Tigers got a block. Kept alive. Made more death, but she slapped it back. There was nobody to cover it. And Lauren Meyer will get another kill. She's got seven, and O'Gorman up 16-9 in set number two. Huron up one set to none. O'Gorman serving two. Huron. Can't see the server from my vantage point. It is London Smith. Set in the middle. Meng Moradith drops in the middle. Nice dig by Smith. Bumped ahead. Right side hit and drilled down by Walsh for the kill. Her second. O'Gorman gets the lead back to 8. 17-9. Felt maybe Huron could get some momentum going, but O'Gorman has taken care of that in a hurry. They're back up by 8. 17-9. Smith serving. Serve, receive, Hines. Hampton will set. Claggett backhands it. Front row, nice play by Mooney. And then the hit, blocked back by Hampton Hines. Mooney made a great dig to keep it alive, but then a little too far away from the net from the attack, and Hampton Hines got an easy block out of it. Hampton with five kills. 17-10. O'Gorman. Hines will float it. Back row, serve, receive. Here's the back set. The tip back row by Walsh. Set ahead. Claggett will hit through the block. Drills it through. Defeated the block, as we like to say. 17-11. Claggett having a nice night. I have her for seven kills to lead Huron in that category. Hampton Hines serving. Serve receive back row, O'Gorman. Left side hit, into the net, an error by O'Gorman. Meyer went into the net. Huron gets it within 5, 17-12 on the O'Gorman error. See if Huron can keep momentum going. Best momentum they've had, really, in this set. Back row, floater, serve, receive, O'Gorman. Set in the middle, Walsh dumps it back row. Hilton there, Hampton sets. Claggett again powers it through the block. Claggett another kill, and Huron within 4, 17-13. They were down 9. O'Gorman wants a timeout. Timeout OG, Huron back within 4, timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron, hot eats and cool treats.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Huron Tigers battling back, trailed by 9 at one point. They have it down to 4, 17-13. And O'Gorman using a timeout. Each team has used one here in the second set. Huron again up, one set to none. Hampton Hines will look to keep momentum going for the Tigers. Back row, serve, receive, O'Gorman. Smith comes out to get it. Free ball by OG. Hilton Hines there. Hampton will back set. Right side hit. Ziegeldorf drops it in the middle. O'Gorman digs it out. Set in the middle. They hit. Blocked by Meng Moradeth, but then dumped down by Walsh. Third hit, and Huron can't get it across. Nice dump there by Mackenzie Walsh. Breaks the Huron run. O'Gorman back up 5, 18-13. That brings Ava Schuler back into the front row for O'Gorman as they serve to the Huron Tigers. McKay back in serving. Serve receive Hilton Hines. Hampton sets. Claggett left side but into the net. I don't think that was blocked. Point O'Gorman. OG back up 19-13. See if they put a block up on the board, but it looked like, to me at least, it went right into the net. 19-13, O'Gorman here in set two, trying to even up the match. Serve receive Hilton Hines. Claggett bumps it ahead. Free ball to cross by Hilton or Hampton Hines. Set to the right. Here comes Walsh again. Cross court, and Ziegeldorf and Hampton Hines kind of got crossed up between each other. Mackenzie Walsh with her fourth kill, 3 in this set, and O'Gorman gets that lead back up to 7, 20-13, 3-0 run for OG. McKay serves, serve receive back row. Hines will set across. The hit by Claggett back row. Nice play, McKay. Left side hit. And Schuler will drill it into the back row. Hilton Hines can't get to it. Ava Schuler, her third kill. And O'Gorman quickly builds the lead back up to 8, 21-13. 4-0 run by OG after Huron had cut it to 4. McKay serving, serve receive Davis from the middle. Meng Moradeth rolls it off the net and into the campfire. Used the net to her advantage. Kill for Sam Meng Moradeth, her second. 21-14, Huron back within 7. Claggett to serve for the Huron Tigers. Send it back row to Mooney. Smith will set, back line attack McKay, back row Hampton, now Hilton, and free ball to cross by Davis. Mooney there. Smith with the back set. Walsh right hit. Cross court. Dumped it in the corner. Walsh was a little wild with that left-hand swing earlier, but she has found her rhythm. 4 kills in this set, and O'Gorman up 22-14 here in set 2. Mooney serving. A serve received Davis. Kept alive and an illegal hit. Going to go on Meg Moradeth. She's not used to handling the ball in that position. And O'Gorman 2 points away here at 23-14. Serve by Mooney. Serve received Davis. Hines will set. Meg Moradeth from the middle. Mooney digs it out. Back set. Walsh on the right side into the net. A little too far away from the net probably that time for McKenzie. Huron gets one back. It's 23-15. Hilton Hines now on the serve for O'Gorman. or for Huron. Yeah, she's still wearing a Tiger uniform. Serve receive, back row Schuler. Set back to her, and the hit goes wide left. Well, Gorman a little over eager that time. Huron back within 7, 23-16 in set two. Huron took the first set. O'Gorman trying to close out the second one to tie it up. Hilton Hines serves to the corner. Serve receive, Schuler, and it ricochets off wide to the right. That's an ace for Hilton Hines. And Huron within 23-17. Hines again on the serve. To the corner, again as Schuler handles this one. Back set, right side at Walsh. Nice dig. Hampton Hines, bumped by Simmonsma. Free ball by Hilton Hines. Smith with the set. The tip in the middle, dug out Ziegeldorf. Set across for Davis. Her hit blocked at the net. That was Walsh there with the block. And O'Gorman's at set point, 24-17. On to serve for O'Gorman, Libby Stahl. At set point for the Knights. Serve back row, Hilton Hines, not a great pass. Hampton tracks it down, free balled by Davis. O'Gorman can set it up. Back set, here's the hit, right side, through the block, and Huron in the net as well. Kill for McManus, and O'Gorman comes back to take the second set, 25-17. We're tied at one set apiece. Timeout, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports. Tiger 95.
Feeding? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.